This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Can't point anywhere but directly at preparation and how we execute stuff, which ultimately, like, I look at on me. I thought, you know, we had a good plan, thought we got some stuff fixed. We've known the issues we've had, and we thought that we're prepared for this, and clearly we weren't. Like, I think we were outgained 200 yards in the run game collectively from the two sides of the ball. That is not good enough. You'll rarely win, if ever. We had a shot because we were plus two, but bottom line is that on top of you have critical mistakes at critical points in the game, whether they're penalties or the critical situation, MAs, where we're giving up, I think that there's a fourth down and the last touchdown. So bottom line is that is not good enough. We are a much better team than letting a 17-0 lead eviscerate. So we will be extremely focused on getting that stuff corrected immediately, because we have no time to waste.
Mike McDaniel,
can you just summarize what he just said?
So
those are his opening comments.
So you're saying we weren't prepared, obviously. Well, that's and we're gonna pick it up. Like, don't we pick it up every week? Well, you have to pick it up. Like, four losses, now you're gonna pick it up. And talking about all these things, like, whoa. We obviously weren't ready, or what? What? Well, it's all bad. Bad look for the head coach. Bad look for the coaching staff. Bad for the players. Like, everybody, because I know what I'd say. All the old guys go, what are you guys doing all week? What are you guys doing all week? No, those coaches, they got 25 or 26 of them working on technique, and got more coaches now than the history of the game. Same problems pop up, same things. Yeah, we weren't ready. Boy, that's not good. I don't know. That's almost related to the guys are always late. No, well, that's on you. You're the head coach. Guys are late. That's on you. Nobody else. I just,
people are looking for someone to blame here this morning, and it's tough, right? Because there's obviously a complete lack of talent on this team. Right, it's a very, very flawed roster.
Yes.
All over the place.
Yes.
And we haven't even mentioned the quarterback today. I have this guy that tweets to me that tells me how great Tua is, and it's everything that's around him that's a mess.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You know what, man? And he's trying to, compare. We were talking about Baker Mayfield earlier. We were talking about Drake May earlier. Tua is the kind of guy that, like, when you need the 3 yards, right, when it was third and whatever it was, and he's running – he's the guy that slides 3 yards short of the sticks.
Yeah, he can.
Baker Mayfield is the guy that will run you down, or at least he'll try. And again, Baker Mayfield's not the most talented guy in the world, but the guy
Woody.
He plays his ass off.
What do you have to sell?
I'm just so sick of this. Like, you have a guy that, like, he has to slide 3 yards short of the sticks because that's, you know, he knows what happens if he doesn't.
If everybody thinks that Tua, who now has 10 touchdowns and 4 picks, and you're going, look at that. Tua's numbers looking good. And then you watch some other guys that keep plays alive because they break out when the pocket breaks down. Everybody's pocket breaks down. They take off and run. I was watching Josh Allen before I fell asleep last night. I know it's a terrible example, but.
Well, you can use Drake May as the example.
Drake May did this, some of the same thing. Look at Tua wasn't about yesterday for the most part. No, listen. You give up 239 yards rushing. Woody, these are
You're probably going to lose.
One thing Mike did say, if you run for 14 yards or whatever it is and the other team runs for damn near 250 yards, those aren't NFL numbers. Those don't happen. And, you know, the numbers that don't lie, I always tell everybody this. There's a few numbers you can look at. And by the way, the Dolphins didn't even turn it over yesterday. It was Carolina. Carolina turned the ball over twice yesterday. You actually didn't even turn it over. You were clean. No interceptions, no fumbles. It was a clean game. And the play on the line of scrimmage is so bad, it neutralizes a good Waddle game, a good game from Darren Waller, at least a good half, and whatever Tua did. But to just get in and the whole thing about trying to give Tua a complete hall pass on this start of this season, stop it, please.
Everyone's going to hear what they want, right? Like 561 just said, blaming Tua for that game, not serious, analysis. And it's like, no one's blaming him. This is the first time he's come up this morning. We haven't even said anything about the guy.
No, listen,
there were other major problems in that game.
You can't run for 14 or 15 yards in a game or whatever it was. I know it was under 20, and you can't give up. Mike's right about that. They averaged 7.5 yards a carry yesterday. Woody, basically every time they run the ball, you're in second and two. And every two carries, they're on a first down. They had runs of 25, 11, 53, 43, 40. I got tired. I was sitting there bored last night. I said, let me look at some of these runs. It seemed like every time they turned around, they had a big run. Yeah, those were the problems. You're right. Those were the problems. But
it's pretty remarkable. First of all, to go up 17-0 to that team and still lose.
Knowing how bad they, and by the way, where was their
pathetic.
They just got hammered in the last game by the Patriots.
Yeah, they're pathetic. And to allow that to happen.
Yeah,
just an organizational failure.
But anyway,
man.
But if it takes everybody got to be mad that everybody's blaming the right people and we happen to blame somebody you really like or an area that you really like or a coach you or somebody else you really like, and that's fine.
How about like everything stinks? When you give up a 17-0 lead to Carolina and you're 1-4 on the season, the whole thing is a mess. No one like, who on this team would you want back?
Well, I got to tell you.
I mean, I know like you can't get rid of everyone, but there's not one player on this team that like.
Everything on your team starts and is connected to your defensive and offensive lines. They just are.
Yeah, and they got shredded yesterday.
If that doesn't work, then you probably have problems in other areas. Like, for example, if you're able to run the ball the way they were, there's a chance. Bryce Young completed some passes down the field. Didn't hit any takeoffs, but he does play action. And now all of a sudden, everybody's coming up to help try to make a friggin' tackle off a good play action fake. And you got guys wide open to see on those little corner routes they are running where the linebackers underneath were trying to get back and they couldn't. The safety didn't come over in time. And there's got a little dead area in there and they're completing passes. But there's plenty of blame to go around. And I'm not just talking players, right from the top. The proud father, Chris Greer, at the top there. That's your baby, man. This is your baby. They gave it to you. Chris Greer, it's all yours. What are you going to do with it? Anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We got it.
Somebody wants to know what you ate in Charlotte. You have any good food?
Oh,
man. It's a good food city.
Yeah, we went to a steak restaurant.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it. Man, it was okay. Good. It was good. Now, I don't, I'm not one to rank. I'm getting tired of this. I was going to hit you with this week. Mm-hmm.
You're going to rank the steakhouse.
No, I don't care. Because
Mount Rushmore Steakhouse.
There's good. Everybody's got good steak restaurants, and we have a bunch down here. Uh-huh. But I had somebody trying to tell me that, oh man, by far the best steak restaurant in South Florida. And I went,
really?
And I've been drinking. I called the guy out, and I go, that's BS. I don't care who you are, or how many times you go out, you can't say that's clearly the best. And he took a shot at two other ones that I like. And I go, no, they don't take a back seat. Well, have you been there? No, I haven't been to their place, but.
Well, I've never been to a steakhouse. I certainly haven't been to all of them, but I've never been to a steakhouse and left and said, boy, that was not good.
Very seldom.
No, never.
I've never been to a steakhouse
and like this was just not good.
I mean, I have had like a filet and going, wait a sec, this is not as.
Just not cooked properly? Like,
no, it's just not. You can't cut it. Like just kind of slice through it real easily, and you're going, oh, this is a little cheaper steak. This is the one I grew up with right here.
Salisbury?
No, not that, but I did grow up with those. All right, we got to go to break here, Woody. We got more stuff. I don't want to get in all.
Let's rank steakhouses, bro. It'll take away from this.
No, I don't want to do that today.
Bloodbath.
I got to get my own therapy.
Figure out who to blame.
Yeah, the whole blame thing. I always love it though. People waiting. Are you telling me people waiting their Tua fans? Like,
there is this guy that tweets
him alone.
There is this guy that tweets to me that thinks Tua is just the greatest and he will be fine if we put an offensive line around him. And then he's like, oh, you look at what they're doing with Mayfield. Look what they're doing with Drake May. And it's like, well, yeah, but you know, you don't hold your breath every time those guys get tackled.
Let me tell you, Baker Mayfield runs for his life and he usually makes a positive play out of it when he does.
Yeah, Tua runs backwards and throws the ball out of bounds. Yeah, whatever.
You're wasting your time.
I know. I'm sorry.
No.
But it was good steak, though. You didn't do some of that. You didn't do barbecue.
I did do barbecue yesterday. You couldn't help it. They had it for media food.
Really? What kind? Pulled pork.
Unbelievable.
Right, because Carolina is a pork.
Brisket.
Oh, they had brisket.
Oh, so good. So good.
By the way, Burns in Tampa. I second this with the.
That's a good one.
561 here.
But I will tell you, some of the big name places have been around a long time. Might be a little overrated. There's one in Indianapolis.
Hmm.
Not what it used to be. Still good.
Can we rank them tomorrow?
No, we can't rank them. I don't want to get into that.
Speaking of rankings, I get to finally. I'll rank Bo's place when you take me there.
I know.
Yeah,
I know I owe you. You brought it up twice today. Can you bring it up tomorrow? When I'm
17-0, I wasn't feeling good about getting to go to Bo's place, but then I remembered it's the Dolphins. You know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.